Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is April the 18th, 2024. Today, in my daily Bible reading, I read 1 Samuel 27:1, and David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines, and Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel. So shall I escape out of his hand." You know, one of the interesting things about the scripture is that it doesn't hide the weaknesses of its characters. Even the greatest men in the Bible had weaknesses. So here we see David despairing of life. He says, "I shall now one day perish by the hand of Saul." Wait a minute. This is David. This is the king, the one that's anointed to be king. Doesn't he remember the promise of God? He's been anointed. Doesn't he remember how God has protected him from Saul while Saul has been pursuing him? And besides that, David had just spoken about the faithfulness of God because he would not touch the Lord's anointed. He said, 1 Samuel 26:23, "The Lord render to every man his righteousness and his faithfulness." He's talking about God's going to be faithful to me because I would not touch the Lord's anointed. So David should have been confident of the Lord's protection. So as I read this today, I thought how, you know, it's common for men to fall into times of depression and despair. And David's not the only one that fell into a time of depression after he saw a great victory. You could go back and think about Elijah and Jonah. And what we find out is depression is common for man. And sometimes we get this impression that, you know, as Christians, we should never face downheartedness. We should never face depression. We should never, you know, our faith should be strong and we should never struggle. But that's not what we find in the Word of God. We find that men face weaknesses. There's times that they struggle. And these are great men. Elijah, the prophet of God, David, the ones anointed to be king, the one who David wrote all of those psalms, and yet we find him in a state of depression. You know, really, that's what the psalms are. It's David expressing his heart, and you read in the psalms, and you'll see the heart of David. So the problem is not that we fall into a state of depression. The problem comes based on how we respond to depression. What do we do when we find ourselves fearful, depressed, and our faith weak? Do we run to God to find strength? Do we run to the Word for wisdom? Do we seek others to give us encouragement? Or do we try to fight alone? Do we seek the wisdom of this world? Do we enjoy our depression, isolate ourselves, and sink deeper into it? Friend, today I want to encourage you that weakness is common to man. We are but flesh. But I want to encourage you to remember, when you are faced with time of depression and despair, remember the promises of God. Remember the power of the Word. Remember, run to Jesus. Remember, others face time of struggles also. Find those who are willing to help bear your burdens. Also, remember that in your good times, you be that person that others can run to. So David learns that God is with him. You learn the same truth. Remember, the Lord loves his own. He will walk with you through the time of despair. Trust in him today. Heavenly Father, as we come to you in prayer, we are thankful for the examples that you give us in your Word. And we're thankful, Lord, that we can lean upon you and trust in you. Help us, Lord, that when we are facing a time of depression, instead of running from you, help us to run to you. Instead of us being filled with despair, fill our hearts with hope so that we may trust in you. Thank you, God, that we can find hope in Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Well, I hope you have a good day. Until the next time, Brother Mark signing off.